This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here from the TV Talk Podcast. How's it going? All right, so we're doing another Halo Mini this week. We got a new episode out, and I have to admit, this is probably the first time that the not wearing the helmet situation is really starting to bother me. Like, you know, I mentioned, okay, I'm cool with it. I know this is going to happen and everything else. I think it's like he'll put it on, and then he'll take it right back off. So there's something about that just is like, okay, well, just either put it on or keep it off, but stop. And then like he's carrying it around next to him and you're like, it's right there. Just put it on, man. Just put it on. Just put it on. I have a feeling I can't be alone in this. I cannot be the only one that's kind of bothering. It was a minor thing up until this episode. For whatever reason, this episode, it started to really bother me. And I think it has to do with the way they're structuring all of these, like, these stories, right? Because I feel like we've got, in the three stories displayed in this episode, kind of the three narratives, essentially the three different kinds of Spartans that we have, an opportunity to do what I think they're trying to do across the board. But I feel like each Spartan could kind of like, or each kind of character could really embody an aspect of what it means to be a Spartan, and then also kind of hold a mirror up to Master Chief. So, for example, if they had decided to keep him in the mask the entire time, I think having, and I can't remember her name, you know, that with these minis, there's not a lot of prep time or anything. It's just very kind of off the cuff. But the lady that cut her pill thing out of her back, so her whole situation is that she's starting to do what we saw Master Chief to last episode. She's experiencing the world in a different way. She's kind of self-differentiating from her training and, you know, kind of finding kind of a uniqueness to her being and also the way in which she's engaging with her fellow Spartans. And so I think having that character be maskless and kind of, you know, and for part of the suit, rather for part of the episode outside of the, you know, outside of the armor, kind of she embodies that, she could have rather embodied more of that human story that's going on inside of Master Chief in a much more human with flesh on, here's a face, here's a body, whereas Master Chief is kind of like this human that's wrapped around this kind of robotic, you know, form. And so I feel like her story would be more powerful if, A, we hadn't seen like Chief do the exact same thing last week, and B, if we had Chief still within the shell of the armor, right? Like, I feel like that would have been way more powerful. It's fine, and it's a cool story, and I like the bonding that she goes through with Keyes. You know, I love the fact that she kind of comments about the fact that they're kind of sisters, with Keyes being the biological child, but in many respects, the Spartans are kind of the children that Halsey chose. And so, you know, there's a lot of ways in which I think that kind of dynamic can play off of each other, and I'm excited to see. I'm also excited to see her, specifically Keyes, view of what's going on with the Spartans as they start to kind of, you know, again, that self-differentiation, they kind of unplug, if you will. There's a lot of ties. I pick up a lot of ties to kind of clones in Star Wars as they kind of like, you know, remove their chips later on post Order 66. Like that, it seems like there's a lot of similarities there. And so, yeah, I think that's kind of interesting. On the other side, you have the pirate Spartan who is over here with the child. Now, I got to say, I was getting some like almost annoyingly strong Dune vibes from that storyline. Like, even like, oh, he went out and he talked to the desert people and now you're the special child. And I'm like, okay, this is a little Dune. It's a lot Dune. Do we really need Dune? Like, really? Okay. All right. I mean, like, fine, I guess, but okay. So apparently there's something special about this child. And my guess is it has to do, I mean, I've been wrong on almost every other speculation, but at this point, I'm wondering if it has to do with the same kind of special thing with John. So we saw specifically that this episode, it's not just the Spartans, or rather it's not the Spartans that can activate Forerunner technology like I speculated last week. It seems to just be John. And so it's maybe it's something about him. We don't know why he's the special. We don't know if this girl could also be the special. We don't know what it might be that connects them yet. It could be engaging with Forerunner technology at an early age, right? Because, I mean, we did see that that was the case with John in this episode. We know that the Forerunners have the Blessed One, or rather the Covenant has the Blessed One, and perhaps she was engaging with the Forerunner tech at an early age. But at the same time, they were scanning her and kind of identified that she was one of, you know, the specials as well. So maybe being a special doesn't mean you have to be a Spartan. They've clearly done some stuff to the Blessed One, as we've seen in previous episodes. And here with the girl that was with the pirate, and again, my apologies on the names. With these minis, it's really just kind of an off the cuff. So we're not as there's no pre prep, and I don't have like the wiki up in front of me and all that kind of stuff to make sure we're getting it right. But that'll be for the future episode, I promise. Regardless, she's a special. The Blessed One is a special. John's a special, but we don't know why they're special. Could be that they engaged with Forerunner tech at an early age, or maybe just the fact that John was able to engage with it has to do with the fact that he was a special. Are they descendants of the Forerunners? Could that be it? Some sort of genetic code? Like if humans are the ancestors of the Forerunners, which I really do hope they go back into that route. I think that's far more interesting than the Forerunners are kind of like weird alien people. Like the Forerunners as humans, prehistoric humans, is so much more interesting than I think the direction that the video games took the game or took the lore. So I'm hoping that's the case. So maybe it's the fact that somewhere in John, somewhere in the girl, somewhere in the Blessed One, like all of them have in their genetic code something that ties them back with the Forerunners. That's my guess at this point. But like I said, every other speculation has practically been wrong. So we'll see where it goes. I can understand, you know, as this series goes on, we're so early on in the lore of Halo with what's going on with the Spartans. We're obviously pre-Halo. We did get the name. We got the name drop, you know, when when she translated it. I was like, ah, she said the thing. But, you know, so we're pretty early on in that regards. And as I was sitting back and I was watching this, you know, I know that we, or anybody who kind of did a little digging into kind of the lore of Halo back in the day, we all knew that these were these super soldiers that were taken at birth, that were put through this programming and everything else. And they've got the armor, but then they've also been enhanced themselves and that they were taken from their families and yada, yada, yada. I don't think I really ever questioned whether or not the Spartans knew that. I think I kind of assumed they knew that and were kind of cool with it because they'd been programmed to be cool with it. You know, I never really kind of questioned, were they lied to? Maybe they were lied to. And this series is diving into that aspect of kind of the Spartan origin story. So it's a little disjarring. I can get how it's a little disjarring because they're deconstructing the concept of what a Spartan is. And more specifically, they're deconstructing the notion that Master Chief is just kind of this robotic super soldier. The video games tried to do that, I would argue, and especially some of the later post-Bungie iterations of the video games. And I think they struggled in that. I think the series has the opportunity to do it a lot better. I think that we as a viewing audience, especially those, you know, connected with the franchise or feel some sort of kind of ties to the franchise, you know, it will benefit us to release our preconceived notions about what the lore is or rather should be. Because this is an alternate universe, you know, any kind of alternate take. So anyway, all that to say, would still love for him to have the helmet on. I'm really hoping in season two, he ends up wearing the helmet a lot. I hope they get a lot of feedback that, you know, the production value is incredible and some of the story choices I think are really solid. But I do hope if they take one universal feedback from people, it's like, you know, this great actor, you know, looks cool, but maybe put the helmet on. Maybe make it special when he takes the helmet off. Go a little Mando. You know, go a little Mando. There's nothing wrong with going Mando. You know, I was worried they were going to go to Mando early on with like the lone wolf and cub thing, but then they didn't, which is great. So maybe go a little Mando on this, you know, put the helmet on, just put it on, Hey, John, try it on, put it on, see how it feels. Keep it on, you know, just keep it there, you know, just keep it. All right. That's enough. So anyway, still enjoying the series. I think, like I said, this is the first episode where some of the things that were kind of minor, like, really started to kind of sink in more with like, why though? And so, especially as we explore some of these other Spartans, I just think their stories would be better told if they were the only Spartan, if Master Chief was in full armor the entire time, because they could really represent kind of deeper stories that are going within and kind of embody a lot of stories that are going within. And so anyway, just a thought. Hope y'all are enjoying it. What do you think of the series? Let us know. Use the hashtag Halo TV Talk. And be sure to follow the show, or rather follow the podcast at TV Talk FM on Twitter is the place to do it. Subscribe to the show, TVTalk.fm, all that kind of good stuff. Anyway, we got some more great stuff, more great TV Talk coming your way. So we'll talk to you soon. I'll be back in a flash.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.